Thanks again to everyone that's read, and take this opportunity to welcome those that have joined us since we first started. Warm welcome to any visitors with us tonight, and a huge welcome to any newcomers that might be in the room this evening. I'm glad you're here, and I hope you're going to hear something that's going to encourage you to keep coming back. And we do have a speaker this evening who's stepped up, I'm pleased to say, from last night, has come along to share her experience, strength and hope with us. For as long as she's comfortable with, actually, because I know she's been well. And actually, because she has a friend in the room and I don't know much about her, I'm going to ask Lynn, would you be kind enough to introduce Connie to us?
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Lynn. I'm an addict.
Hello, Lynn. Welcome.
Hi, Lynn.
Welcome. Welcome.
I have known Connie for as long as she's lived in New York, and I can't remember if that's 8 or 9 years. She is probably one of the most enthusiastic NA lovers, cheerleaders that I've ever met. If you have any problem with your chest or shoulders, do not let Connie hug you, because she has the most powerful hug I've ever experienced. She's just an extraordinary member of our fellowship with a great story and a warm heart. So I hope that you get something from what she shares today. Thanks.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, Lynn. So Connie, the floor is yours. Please share with us for as long as you're comfortable with. Thank you.
Okay, great. I'm Connie, I'm an addict.
Hey. Connie.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, Connie. Hi, Connie.
Thanks. Yeah. So thanks, Lynn. I was giggling when you had Lynn introduce me, and I'm blushing. You can't see me. So yeah. So okay. So I randomly picked a just for today, and no, it's not today's. It's actually from November 11th, from Surrender to Acceptance. I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to share, because I need a touchstone to go back to, or I'll be all over the place. So, and I really like this one. So here, let me read it. From Surrender to Acceptance. We surrender quietly and let the God of our understanding take care of us. Basic text, page 26. Surrender and acceptance are like infatuation and love. Infatuation begins when we encounter someone special. Infatuation requires nothing but the acknowledgement of the object of our infatuation. For infatuation to become love, however, requires a great deal of effort. That initial connection must be slowly, patiently nurtured into a lasting, durable bond. It's the same with surrender and acceptance. We surrender when we acknowledge our powerlessness. Slowly, we come to believe that a power greater than ourselves can give us the care we need. Surrender turns to acceptance when we let this power into our lives. We examine ourselves and let our God see us as we are. Having allowed the God of our understanding access to the depths of ourselves, we accept more of God's care. We ask this power to relieve us of our shortcomings and help us amend the wrongs we've done. Then we embark on a new way of life, improving our conscious contact and accepting our higher power's continuing care, guidance, and strength. Surrender like infatuation can be the beginning of a lifelong relationship. To turn surrender into acceptance, however, we must let the God of our understanding take care of us each day. Just for today, my recovery is more than infatuation. I have surrendered. Today, I will nurture my conscious contact with my higher power and accept that power's continuing care for me. So I hope y'all can still hear me. I just want a sanity check on that.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. I'm like, it was so quiet. I'm like, I hope they can still hear me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So that's kind of that'll just give me a little something to kind of go back as I meander on here. So I'll just tell you a little bit about myself, since Lynn's the only one who really knows anything about me. But I got clean in the southern U.S. at the age of 16. In 1986, and I'm still clean today. I'll let y'all do some math. But in February, God willing, and the creek don't rise, that'll be, you know, 36 years, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. I mean, it's just, my God, it's been an adventure, a roller coaster, a journey. Life has been amazing, and I'll try not to get verklempt. And as Steve said, I'm a little under the weather. I did test positive Sunday for COVID, and so, you know, it's mild, but if you can tell, there's a little bit of frog in my throat, and, you know, so we'll just, like Steve said, we'll see how long I last here. So I'm not one of these that, you know, we all know how to use, so that's not what this is about. You know, I've been clean over two-thirds of my life, and to me, that's what it's about. It's about how do I live life, and so how I randomly chose that is I went to my phone, because I guess it just for today's email to me, and I sorted on that, and I scrolled through, and I just put my finger on one, and that's the one that came up, and I was like, oh, I really like that one, because there's so many things I could think about in my life that process has unfolded, and so I was like, okay, that'll give me some things to talk about and kind of touch it back, you know, get it back to that topic, if you will. I mean, going back to, I was my parents dropped me in treatment. I thought I was going to school one morning, and they just said, here, take her, and they dropped me off, and I'm like, well, okay, and I guess I don't have to take that test today, you know. And so when I was reading that just today and kind of thinking about the thing, I'm like, oh, well, that, you know, I surrendered pretty early to that, right? Did I accept it? No, I did not. You know, that was quite a process, and for me, and it was a long-term treatment center. They loaded us up in vans every night and took us to meetings, and that's how I was introduced to this program, and I've been here ever since. I mean, you know, there's some things early on that I still, like, think about, and again, that was a long-ass time ago, right? And because, you know, I was a teenager when I got here, for Christ's sake, and I've gone through menopause, for the ladies. Y'all can relate. Men, you have women in your life, so, but, you know, like, that's a life, you know, I mean, I've literally grown up here, and it just behooves me every time I think about it. But, you know, it's not really about that, right? Because, you know, I honestly admire anybody who comes in, right? And I think it's so fucking cool, people getting clean on these platforms, and they are. People are getting clean. We are, you know, my opinion, we are a resourceful bunch, you know, and we make it work. And like this group's history proves it, right? You know, even pre-COVID, y'all been doing this, and it works, and it's amazing. So early, you know, early on, I gave myself a break, and I listened to the people in the meetings, and I, where I got clean, and it had started in 79, and I got clean in 86. So the longest person there was, you know, had 7 years, which, you know, you think about that today, and it's a long time, but it wasn't a whole lot of time. And he was the oldest person at 35. So we were all kids. Most everyone was in their 20s, literally. And, you know, when they talked about the feelings, I was like, oh my God, like, how did they know? I mean, I thought I was the only one that felt that way. Again, getting emotional, but I was like, how did they know? And so I was like, okay, there's something here. So I gave myself a break, and I stayed in there. Like I said, I was in there over seven months, and I was in 10th grade, which I don't know if y'all, I'm not familiar with your schooling system over there, but I mean, I don't have a high school degree because I was not finished with high school when I went into treatment. And I started college while I was in treatment. So just based on test scores. And so I've, you know, but I do have a college degree and have a very vibrant career, you know, I think about things like that, and that to me, it's just amazing. And if it weren't for this program, that would not be the case. Most definitely, pretty sure I wouldn't still be alive. But so yeah, so, so, you know, getting out of treatment and then finding my way, right? You know, and I think about balance, right? I think about balance of living life and school and classes and work and family and all that stuff, all the stuff we talk about. You know, yesterday I was at the Living Clean meeting, and, you know, and that book has, I love it because, and I don't, whatever. I mean, I do because it talks about life, you know, and I may not agree with everything in there. Maybe not everything's applicable to me, and that's fine, but it talks about life, right? And stuff that, you know, tools and how other people have dealt with it. And, you know, that's why I keep coming, you know. So, yeah, so, you know, I tested positive. I overdid it on Tuesday. I tried to go to work, and yeah, I'm remote, but I mean, I overdid it. And Wednesday, I facilitated this leadership meeting, and good Lord, I was not prepared, and I winged it. I did. I winged it, and then I asked my boss. I'm like, hey, I'm like, okay, feedback. Like, how have these gone in the past? And she goes, that was great. And I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, I guess totally amaze myself sometimes, and I don't mean that in a boastful way, but just, you know, I did my best, right? And I leveraged the experience I've had, and then she was like, stop, you need to stop today, you don't feel good. Like, so I kept trying to work on Thursday, and she was like, stop, I don't want to see you again. So I listened, and I've been resting, and so I've been going to a lot of meetings, and I've been real grateful for, again, these platforms to allow me to do that when I'm not feeling good. Because I know in the past when I've not felt good and I'm laying in bed and, you know, the mind starts going in all kinds of crazy different directions. And I'm like, this time, like, why not? Why not take advantage of this and dial in, listen to the readings, listen to people share, you know. And it for, you know, I'm a little old school, right? You know, when I got clean, and it just, I was talking with a sponsee, you know, and we were like, yeah, you know, when you go to meeting, like, you know, we feel like we got to stay the whole time, you know. And I'm like, and that's not kind of how, you know, there's more flexibility in the platform. And I'm like, just get over yourself, right? Just like, tell myself, just get over myself. And so, you know, I really, you know, tell people before the meeting, I really enjoyed the meeting yesterday on the Living Clean. I've put it in my calendar. Hopefully I can make it. Like Lynn was saying, she's known me since I moved up north. So I moved up here. I had 27 years clean, and I felt like a newcomer because I did not have a support network up here. I knew a few people, you know, someone I know knows people everywhere, and she gave me contact, and they picked me up, and they took me to a meeting. And I would ask people in the meetings, I'd be like, oh, so where do you go on Tuesday nights or whatever, you know? Where do you go Wednesday night? You know, and I was working it, right? I was getting phone numbers, like, and I feel like I've been on a quest, and yeah, Lynn, it's almost, May will be 9 years. And I feel like I've been on whatever journey the past 9 years of, like, trying to find, finding, you know, niches and meetings that I feel comfortable at, and then things change, right? I mean, the only thing consistent that I have found is change, and you know, sometimes I don't like it, right? I mean, oh, and look, that brings me back to the topic of, you know, I can surrender to the change, but I may not accept it right away, right? You know, it may take a little while to get there, but I keep plodding along. You know, I mean, yeah, I guess we all remember sayings from when we got clean. And you know, and one of the sayings that they would say when I got clean was, if your ass falls off, pick it up and take it to a meeting. And I'm like, well, okay, it hasn't ever really fallen off, but if it does, I'll pick it up and I'll go to a meeting. But really what that means to me is that just go to a meeting. You know, if I feel like it, go to a meeting. If I don't feel like it, go to a meeting. Like, just go to a meeting. I mean, and, you know, I've gotten so many, I just can't even, we don't have enough time. Like, I mean, and then I'll probably, like, run out of things to say in the next breath. But, you know, there's been so many, you know, benefits, gifts, of recovery. There's just been so many. I mean, like I said, it's allowed me to live life and things I didn't even know that I would want or would, you know, desire or whatever have come around. You know, as long as I'm open, right? You know, I love the honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness of our program. I go back to that touchstone a lot, right? I'm as honest as I can be with myself and others, right? And I'm open to, you know, because, like, doors open. And, you know, like the meditation was saying, you know, having a higher power and being open to allow that power to do whatever it does. I mean, I'm not sure I can very artfully articulate even my concept of higher power, but I do have one, and the best I can describe, it's kind of the flow of life, and as long as I'm going with that flow of life and not fighting in my head or manipulating or denying or any of that kind of, that's what I mean by fighting. One, things are a lot easier, you know, I'm more serene. Because I personally have witnessed or have manipulated things to be a certain way just to watch them come undone. I mean, and then I'm like, why did I go to that, you know, effort? I mean, that's just, I don't know, that's kind of me there, you know. But yeah, that, you know, I've gotten so many tools to help me live life, and I keep coming to meetings because I need to hear. I need to hear the tools that you guys have and how you use them and how y'all are dealing with things and what can I learn. I'm a big believer, I'm a big listener to all y'all because, you know, I would hear, you know, some people like, oh, well, you know, I've got to go through the pain myself. And I'm like, bullshit. Like, no, I don't. You know, I can learn from all of y'all. I can listen. I don't have to do everything everybody did. I mean, that's again, I just think that's bullshit. I mean, you know, anyway, I mean, to me, that's one of the big purposes or one of the big benefits of this program is that we can learn from each other, right? You know, like it was talking about a higher power in that meditation. And I do think one of the coolest things, I mean, there's many very cool things, but one of the coolest things is that we each can, and I dare say do, have our own concept of a higher power. And no one is ever like, oh, you got to believe this way. No, that's not our thing, right? That's not our thing. And I think that's amazing that we each can develop our own concept and use in our own way a power greater than ourselves. I mean, I know drugs were a power greater than me, you know, and I know when working with sponsees, you know, not everyone struggles with that, but sometimes they do. And I'm like, well, weren't drugs? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, well, was the desire to use lifted? And they're like, well, yeah. And I said, well, how do you think that happened? You know, I mean, it's like, I know I didn't do it. I certainly didn't do that all by myself, you know, and again, that was a power outside myself. So again, if I can, you know, I tap into that. I remember being at points in my recovery where, you know, I'm sitting, holding myself, rocking, not feeling like, oh my God, feelings. Oh my God. Just like the F word there. Right. I mean, they were so foreign to me. I mean, I had just no idea, and there's so many flavors of them, and there's so, you know, it can be overwhelming. It can still be overwhelming for me, but you know, they're not going to hurt me. And that took me a lot of years to figure out that my feelings can't hurt me. They're just feelings, and they will pass. And if I hold on, and I got all these tools, right? I can pause my day, I can walk slower, I can reach out to people I know, I can go to meeting, I can read some literature, you know, to help me deal with it. I can, you know, talk to someone new. I mean, getting outside myself, that's, you know, having sponsees, I mean, my God, they help me, I'll get verklempt, they help me more than they know. I mean, they really do. to see another person grow in this fellowship and you know, lose that desire to use and grow and have self-awareness. And it's amazing. And one meeting I went to this week at one of our recent meditations was talking about, you know, asking how, not why, right? And I loved that too. I was like, you know, it isn't about, you know, why does this work? You know, it's like, what can I do to make it work? You know, how, just that type of thing. I didn't articulate that very well, but y'all probably with me. You know, it's right, the honesty, open-mindedness, the going to, you know, all the things that I've said, all those basic things. I mean, they're still, for me, still true, still hold true today. They still have that power, if you will. And, you know, and to me, that's what the surrender and acceptance is. And I'll probably wind it down with this because, like, my nose is starting to run and I feel like I'm just going in circles. But, you know, the surrender is like, okay, so I know y'all can't see me and I'm not going to turn my video, but if you clench your fists, right, if you clench them and then you just open them, right, that's like letting go. And I use that like physical, I'm a very visual kind of person. And so that, you know, that letting go is that bit of surrender, right? And then the acceptance is practicing stuff like that over and over again and keep coming back and going to meetings and then realizing one day that, oh, I did let go of whatever that was that I was holding so my tight, so grip so tightly on, right? And again, it's just amazing. So that's it. I'm going to stop right there before I get too babbling nonsense, and I'm just glad to be here.